Question. Okay, guys, let's begin. Okay, we were in the middle of a mahalach to Frankfurt. What the status of the Shulchan Aruch is? What does he hold, Lamaisa, regarding the din of deriving hanah from a malacha that a goy did? So, if you recall, just refresh our memories, we had, want to just finish up this mahalach to try to see what the Shulchan Aruch holds. I'm not sure we'll have full mahalach, but Lamaisa, the time of the Isser, why you cannot derive hanah from Maisa Shabbos, Rashi said in Chulin is that you should not be able to get benefit from a bad Maisa, Masa Ra. Whereas according to the Rambam, the Isser is you shouldn't come to Lichachila, do it again next Shabbos. So that's come when it comes to the Isser of Bishul, that's Chamor, we're really not worried about a person next Shabbos doing Bishul, because it's such a Isser Chamor, it's a Chiyuv Skila. Whereas by Amir Lanachri, which is an Isser Kal, the Rambam will be maskim Lamaisa, that people will not take it seriously. And he would agree that you need Kadesh Shiyasu by a malacha that a goy did, that you told a goy to do, and or, for that matter, you know, deriving benefit. Because I don't think we stressed, Amira al-Nachri is an Isra of Amira, but it's also Isra of Hana from the goy's malacha. Included in the general categories of Amira al-Nachri, not just the Dibor, but it's also deriving Hana. So that's what we suggested, that the Rambam would agree to Rashi that you would need B'nai Chadesh Yasu in that situation. So what we had was 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yontif, that in any Yehudi who brought a Daron to Yisrael, some oranges, there are some oranges that are still attached, some that are not attached, so we don't know what their status was. It's Bemino Mechubar. So he delivers a gift to you. So according to the first day in the Mechaber, you could derive benefit from it, b'chdeshiyasu on lel yontav sheni. And the Ramah quotes, Hagah yesh machmirin, that it's usher until motzo yontav sheni, you can't derive any benefit. So the Bir Alecha there quoted a Lechem Mishnah that said the Mechaber and Ramah plug into Rashi and the Rambam. The Mechaber, Lamaisa, that holds like Rashi, that the whole reason of the Hana on the Maisa Shabbos is because you're getting hana from a masa ra, which is doing a malach on Shabbos, and therefore on lel yontav sheni it's mutter, as the Mishnah Berurah says, zivchak and ches mimanafshach, because one of the days is a weekday. If the first day is kodesh, then obviously the second day right now is chol, and therefore it's enough b'chdei shiyasu. And if the first day was chol, then the malach was done beheter on, there's no reason to have to wait. So because there's a possibility, so you wait b'chdesh yasu. But the Mechaber is going like Rashi. And the Ramah, that says you have to wait until the all of Yontif, holds like the Rambam, because the Rambam holds it's a warning that you shouldn't do it next time. And if we matter you to do it on Motzoi Yontif, you'll come to do it next time l'chachilo, to be mechin Yontif l'sheni. And we asser that, therefore we have to asser in completely the whole days. So it plugs in that the Mechaber really here is like Rashi, and the Ramah is like the Rama, which we know it is a little bit strange anyway. The Mechaber is usually going to go like the Rama. But more than that, the Mechaber in Simen Shinu Chesif Alf holds like the Rambam, that by Shogeg, it's Aser Bobayom, Gam Lacherim, Lo Erev, Mutter Gam Lo Miad, and he doesn't write the requirement of Bdeshiyasu. So it comes out that the Mechaber is siding with Rashi, that you need a case of b'chdesh yasu, in he's holding like Rashi, and then you turn around and he holds like what? He holds like the Rambam in Simen Shinyur Ches, and he writes that the Lamaisa, you don't have to what? You don't have to have b'chdesh yasu. Plus the fact that the Mechaber in Reishon and Gimel Sif Aleph, when he says shachach v'shaha, like Abi Shehia, so he writes, if it's a tafshul that's hiskali spashul lo bishul kol tzarko, it's also until motzoi Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah right there on the spot in Sifkat Lamed Beis says, well, according to the Gosh Ashri, you need b'chdei shiyasu, and according to the Prima Gadim, who says if you look at the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it's not mashma that at all. Now, what's that machlokes taluyin? What the pshat in the Rambam is? Shehi anir of Shabbos is an iser kal. So according to the Rambam, if it's an iser kal, then it's like amir al nachri. You should require yichtei shiasu, and therefore lamaisa. That's what I would think in theory if it did it on purpose. But in this case, you did it shachach v'shachah. You did it b'shogeg. So when you do something b'shogeg, are we also choshesh that's going to happen again next Shabbos, you're going to do it or not? So the Primogodim says, I'm not choshesh. You did it b'shogeg. I'm not choshesh. You're going to do it again next Shabbos. And therefore, you don't need b'chdesh yasu. Mashenken, the Gos Ashri says, no, we are choshesh, even if it was done b'shogeg. And you need the din of what? You need the din of Bechdei Shiasu. So that leads us to the next Mechaber, Reishon and Dalet Sif Ches, where the Mechaber writes, you're not allowed to fill up a pot with lupines, asisios of lupines, and if you did, even Meshogeg, it's Asal Mochei Shabbos, Ad Kedei Shiasu. He writes it to Feiris. So if you all like the Gosh Ashri, it makes sense, Bechdei Shiasu, because Lamaisa, the Mechaber Lamaisa, holds like the Rambam, but even within the Rambam, the Gos Ashri would say that you need Bichlei Shiasu, because Lamaisa, even B'shogeg, you need it, whereas the Prima Gadim, Lamaisa, it's difficult, according to the Prima Gadim, if it's B'shogeg, why should the Mechaber require Bichlei Shiasu? So that's a difficulty on the Prima Gadim. So we have a steer in the Rambam, and we have a Kasha on the Prima Gadim. So let's say one mahalach might be difficult, and then we'll say another mahalach. I think also have a kasha on that too as well. But maybe you could say that the mechaber lemaisa holds like the Magen Avraham suggests in Sifkat and Beis. Maybe the Magen Avraham suggests the following chiddush, that according to Rashi, the only time you need bechlei shiasu is by a malacha that's done by a goy. But a malacha that you yourself did, b'shogeg, a Jew, milsalo shchicha lo gazu b'rabbanan. So therefore, we try to set up a stira that in Shin Yuches, the Rambam's holding like Rat, the Mechaber's holding like Rambam. It's not true. The Mechaber's really holding like Rashi. He's really holding like Rashi, and Shin Yuches is going like Rashi too as well. And therefore, in Tilchos Yontif, Simen Tov Kuf Tedvav, he follows he's going like Rashi, and that's talking about a goy doing it. If a goy does it, he needs b'chesh yasu. Shin Yuches is talking about a yid doing it b'shogeg, and Rashi will be maskim that you don't need b'chesh yasu when a yid does it. Because it's lo shchiach. Memeil, if you say it like that, that could answer that second kasha that we asked on the Prima Gadim. Why in Reishon and Dalet Sif Ches does he mention b'chesh yasu? According to the Prima Gadim, remember we said that you should require, you shouldn't require b'chesh yasu because you did it b'shogeg. What's the answer? The answer is very good. The Prima Gadim said that shtickle terry in the Rambam, but we're suggesting the Mechaber's like Shitas Rashi. So if the Mechaber's like Shitas Rashi, then Lamaisa, there's nothing to talk about. Reishon and Dalet name Bechlei Shiasu, because we're going like what? We're going like Shitas Rashi, right? If you're going like Shitas Rashi, not because of the Rambam, Lamaisa, and the Prima Gadim's whole Chiddush was in the Rambam, not in Rashi. So the Rambam will the Mechaber will say according to Shitas Rashi that you need Bechlesh Yasu where Yisrael did it Dum Yehechad Hechad Shanasa Isai Yedei Nachri. So in the Shulchan Aruch you need Bechlesh Yasu Halacha Lamais because you did it what you did it in a manner of Bishogeg. So in other words, Bishogeg, which is Beferish there. Lamaisa. In Reishon Dalet Sif Ches, we're talking about what? You did it b'shogeg. So we're talking about you did it b'shogeg, so it comes out that you need b'chdei shiasu because it's like Amir l'Nachri, and therefore, you need b'chdei shiasu, Reishon and Dalet, and Hilchos Yontif, the Machaber's holding like Rashi, and Shin Yuches, he holds like Rashi. So that would be a very good Mahalach to say the Machaber holds like Rashi. Problem is that the Beis Yosef doesn't say like this Magen Avraham. Because he says explicitly, the Beis Yosef says that the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam is even in a case where Yisrael was Mavashal B'shogeg. So, Lamaisa, you know, the Rashi said his Shita, Lamaisa, even in a situation where Yisrael did it B'shogeg. And if the Shulchan Aruch holds like Rashi, Why in Reish Nun Gimel didn't he write beferish that you should require b'chadesh yasu when he said shachach v'shoha Reish Nun Gimel sefalf? It was a machlokes. Mishnah Berurah quoted goes Rashi in the Prima Gadim. Do you need b'chadesh or do you not? If he holds like Rashi, why didn't he say l'maisa that he requires it? So it seems pretty difficult that to suggest like that within the Mechaber when he seems to say in the Bais Yosef that the Rambam sticks to his guns, that even in case he saw Bishul B'Shogeg, there's no requirement of B'chdesh Yasu. So it's hard to say that that's what the Mechaber held. Very hard to say that that's what the Mechaber held. So what do you have to say? So maybe you could say like this, and I have just a little bit of a cautious, or Levona wants to say interestingly, that maybe you can answer the steer in the Mechaber like this. All these dinim are Yisurid D'Rabbanan. And whichever spot or category or case that you can be makel, we're going to be makel. So in Tuf Kuf Tet Vav, who is he going to hold like? The most makel opinion, which is Rashi. And therefore, Motzoi Yontef Rishon, it's Mutter. In Simen Shinu Ches, he paskins like the Rambam. Who's the most makel in Shinu Ches? That you don't require B'chadesh Yasu, it's Mutter Miyad. But why in Reish Nun Dalet then? Why in Reish Nun Dalet then? Did he paskin l'maisa b'chadesh yasu, which he does say b'chadesh yasu, and he doesn't mat the miyad like the Rambam? So that's the difficulty. So maybe you could save that with the following. That's what I want you to get. The Be'er Halacha in Simen Tav Kuf Tet Vav claims that according to the Rambam, there's an Isra Hana from Malacha Shabbos also because of Maisa Haroim. It's not just because of a warning what's going to be next week. Says the Be'er Halacha, the Rambam has both tracks. So it comes out there's no Machlokes Rashi and Rambam then, no? So he says no. What you have to say is that Kuli Alma, and let's get this, the Chamim or goes are not to have enough from a Maisa Shabbos. And the Tam HaGzeira was in order not to do it again next Shabbos. The Nekudas of Machlokes in Rashi and Rambam is where you have the Gzeira and you don't have the Tam. What would that be? Where the Malacha was done by Yisrael, right? That's the Gzeira. Shalom Neno M'maisa Shabbos. But you don't have the Tam, which was, you shouldn't come to do it next week. So, L'maisa, we're not chayshus that he's going to do it next week. So, according to Rashi, again, you have the Gzeira, but you don't have the Tam. So, what's Rashi hold? Since the Chamur Gozer, we ask her to cross the board like a low pluk, even if the Tam doesn't exist. Mashenke and the Rambam holds, it's only usher when the Tam is there. But when there is no Tam, Lamaisa, it's not usher. But what's the case where everyone, what's the din when everyone agrees there's the Tam, meaning there's a warning, you know, worry about next week, but there's no Gzeir. So in other words, the Hana is not a Hana. So in that case, if the Hana, in Hilchos Hana, it's not Hana, it's not usher. So he says, Lafiz, everything's before Emford. So let's plug it in, but I have a kash on it, I think. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like the Rambam, now he's saying. Let's scratch that first Mahalach. The Rambam, Chaber holds in Shinu Ches like the Rambam. I in Tuf Kuf Tevav and Nichus Yontev, he holds like Rashi. Why? Why does he hold like Rashi? Because in Manav Shach, there's no Hana. Right? There's no Hana, like the Mishnah Berurah said. So it comes out a Tam without a Gzeira. So even the Rambam will be motive, the what? That it's mutter lel yontef rishon, right? And the mechaber in Reish Nun Dalet is muchruch to say, we're muchruch to say that he's cholik on the prima gadim. And the Rambam is moted. You need b'chdesh yasu. The Rambam is moted. We don't hold like the prima gadim. We have to hold like that at Gosh Ashri. That even in a case of shogeg, we are choshish for b'chdesh yasu. We are choshish for the case of b'chdesh yasu. So does that? Does that frame for everything? Lamaisa? I think that frame for everything. The one difficulty I had is that why doesn't the Mechaber, if he holds like the Shita Sarambam, he holds like the Rambam, so you don't need, in other words, yeah, I think it does frame for everything. It just in there are three Mechabers again. Keep in mind, you had Shin Yud Ches, right? Reish Nun Gimel. Actually, there are four Mechalibers. Hilchos Yontif and Reish Nun Dalet. So, yeah, that's what I was bothered by. Ryan Reish Nun Dalet, does he require Oh, so we're saying he's holding not like the Prima Gadim, he's holding like the Gosh Hashri. Then in case of Shogeg, the Rambam will be masking you need to have Bechdesh Yas, because it'll be like, you'll compare it to an Isser Kal, like Amir Lanachri, and he'll have to say even Mishogeg is Choshish for it. Whereas in the case of Shachach Vashaha, he doesn't mention it at all, and that fits very well. Okay, it fits. So I take back what I said. It fits very well, because in Resh and Gimel, he doesn't mention Bechdesh Yasu explicitly, and the reason why is because well, that's the problem I had. Why doesn't he mention Bechdesh Yasu in Resh and Gimel? Shachach Vashaha. If you don't hold like the Prima Gadim, then you should mention it. That's a case of Shogeg. You follow me? And in Reishon and Gimel, he said, Shachach Vashaha, he says, Atzar Ad Motzoi Shabbos. He didn't mention Bechdesh Yasu. That's what Mishnah Berurah mentioned Machlokes. Why don't you still have that Kasha? That's what I was bothered by. If you want to claim that he doesn't hold like the Prima Gadim, so why did he mention Bechdesh Yasu? He mentioned in Reishon and Dalet Tzivches, you know, when he did it B'Shogeg. So why, when you do Shachach Vashaha, which is B'Shogeg, why doesn't he mention it there? That's my difficulty with this. Okay. But at the end of the day, let's just get this. At the end of the day, Lagabi Amalacha that any Yehudi does Letzarach Yisrael, if it's a Malacha D'Yiraisa, Bein L'Shita Sarashi, Bein L'Shita Sarambam, you have to do what? Yini B'Chdesh Yasu. What about a Malacha D'Rabbanon? If a Goy did, not a Malacha D'Yiraisa. What happens if it's a Malacha D'Rabbanon? So the Ran says only Tchumen that they mata Miyad. Any other Yisrael D'Rabbanon, they did not matter Yad, Yini Bechdesh Yasu. Mashenk and Taisus holds, other Yisurim they matter even Miyad. Then the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Ayin Vav Sifkot and Gimel, he passes like Taisus, that also Yisrael that you did a Malacha for, Avuro, he needs to wait Bechdesh Yasu. But another Yisrael is Mutim Yad. And you look in the Chai Adam, Klaus HaMakim Os Yud Zayin, even the Machmirim LaHeirim, even if we're Machmir for others, they don't have to wait L'maisim Mochay Shabbos Bechdesh Yasu. So for Yisrael Acher, it's Mutim Yad. Halach L'maisim. Okay. What are some examples? Let's get this and we got to move on. What are some examples of cases of Hanah from a Maisa Shabbos done by a Goy? So let's say a Yid on Friday orders a taxi or an Uber or a Lyft. I don't know what they're called in there. So what are they called? Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I don't know why they call it that, you know? Okay. But a Yid, let's say on Friday, orders a monit from a goyner of Shabbos that it should be ready immediately Motzei Shabbos. Well, what does the guy do? The guy obviously starts his car and travels on Shabbos to get there immediately after Motzei Shabbos. So what's the din in such a case? So L'churit should be usher. You should have to wait the amount of time for him to get there. So you should not order it immediately right after Shabbos. You should wait, well, I don't know, if it takes 15 minutes, wait, you know, 15 minutes. Yes, Yud.
Have to wait for how long it took that specific driver, meaning they could have sent a different driver who lived closer, let's say.
Uh-huh. No, we're talking about a specific guy, so I shouldn't use Lyft or Lyft. You don't have a specific guy in mind, or whoever's closer, right? Let's say if you asked a specific guy, that's why all these caterers that you know that have goyim that work on Shabbos and do bar mitzvahs or whatever ufrufs, you know, if they don't, you always have to offer them a place to stay. Because if you're not offering them a place to stay, they are taking a car or taking a bus and driving specifically for you. It's a real problem. If you offer them, then they're doing what they want, you know. But if you're not, that's a problem. Well, I don't know if that is well known. Another example. Let's say you had a room that doesn't have so much light. And really you can't use it. So a goy comes in and adds light into the room. Can you use that light? So Halach l'maisa, it's mutter. Kol zman that the original or was still lit. That's what Mr. Bruce says in Shin Zion, Sifkot and Ayin Vav, and Reish Ayin Vav, Sifkot and Lamed Beis, and Sifkot and Chaf. The first child we have with the taxi is the Minchas Yitzchak, with the moni is Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Vav, Simon Chafei, he's Ma'arich on that. Okay, now what happens in the second case where there wasn't enough light and the goy comes ahead and does it? Right? Do you have to leave the room? So you don't have to leave the room, the Ramah says, Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, okay? But there's old shot, if you left already, are you mutter to go, is it mutter to go back? Push up shot, it should be mutter to go back too as well, if you were sitting there, let's say, beforehand, push-up shot. But nevertheless, if it was completely off, al yishtamish l'oiroi. You shouldn't use the light. Umidas chasidus to turn your face from the light to show you don't want it. Like the Balatani says, Reishayin Vav Siv Beis. Yizareno alahavos l'lasas kein. And you should be careful in the future that you shouldn't do this. So that's a second case. Okay, a third case. Let's say you have a tafshil that starts shriveling. And a goy comes along and adds water that's not cooked l'tocha tafshil and gets cooked on Shabbos. It's the tafshil usher. So Mincha Shlomo Simen Hei Os Aleph says it's mutter to drink all the water or soup, even the Mavashal Atzmo, Filu Bo B'Yom. As long as there's a shear of Shishim, we mentioned that yesterday, Prima Gadim, Ksav Sofer says enough to have Rov Maim Shal Heter. And the Mincha Shlomo is noted to like the Prima Gadim, you should have Shishim, Halach Alam Maisa. Okay. Fourth case. What happens if a goy adds a piece of meat that's not cooked, to L'tocha Tafshal that's Al Eish, and even though the chaticha that he added is asur mishum ma'aseh Shabbos, but the rest of this tafshil is mutter. According to the Prima Gadim, if there's shishim, k'saf sor, as long as there's a rov. And the last case would be if a goy is magdal eish, and he's magdal the fire, and therefore it's gomer bishulo earlier because of that. He says, in that case, you'd have to ask for the tafshil. So, Hiktim Mekachas Gmar Bishulo. Maybe you would have, it was Gomer Bishulo because of that. Maybe it wouldn't have gotten cooked. Then that case is going to be Osir. Okay, so we finish up that Mahalach. I want to get to now the Sugyan Simon Reish Nun Dalit of Gadya below Sorek. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Yuches, Omid Beis, the Gemara has a line where it says, Hashtad Omer Mar. Regarding leaving flax in the oven, kol midi de kashle zika, anything that a draft is harmful to, lo magalale. It can be left in the oven because people will not uncover it to stir the coals. Okay? Most Rishonim are masbir that the Gemara from here on in that sugya is not referring to cooking, but what it's referring to, tzliya, or meat on a spit in the oven. Tysus already says that they must go high. And therefore, we mentioned this in the beginning of the summer, that the kula of Kneir Chayas only applies to Bishul, does not apply to Sliya. Because since it gets what? Since the mice, it gets, you quit, the roasting takes less time than cooking, so the roasted meat can be ready in time for the evening meal, even if it's completely raw at the start of Shabbos. Okay? So the Gemara says, Hai Bisra de Gadya Ushrik, the case of kid meat. So it's tender and it's harmed by a draft. An oven who's covered and sealed with clay. That's what shriek means. Shopper dummy. No problem. That's considered to be mutter because there are two factors that permit the roasting to continue. First, the oven's closed and sealed. It would take time and effort to break open the seal to stir the coals. Second, this is the kid meat is tender and be hard by the inrush of the cold air. One is normally careful not to open the oven while the kid meat is roasting. Since you have two, because of these tumim, it's highly unlikely one would come to open the oven and stir the coals, and as Rashi says, should be mutter then to allow you to continue to roast it on Shabbos. Okay, let's go fight there. Bark of lo sharik. At the other extreme, the meat is that of a mature ram, which is tough, and then unaffected by a draft. The oven is not sealed, and the oven's not sealed. You got both tartaris, usser. It's going to be usser. God give a lo sharik. In the middle case, where the meat of a kid and oven is not sealed, or barchu shriek, the meat of a ram and the oven is sealed, machlaikis. Ravashi shari revir mi midifti asir. So you have a machlaikis in Ravashi and revir mi midifti. Interesting machlaikis. Okay? Interesting machlaikis you have here. So the Gemara says, Ula Ravashi, the Gemara asks, Ula Ravashi, Dishari, Ravashi matters this, so what does he do with the Mishnah? Tana Insol and Basser, Batzel, Ubeel, Kadesh, Yitzli Bodyom. And we're answering Hassim the Bark of Losharik. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it's specifically talking about a case of a mature ram and oven is not sealed. So therefore, in that case, you have two elements, two svaras. Even Ravashi is going to Hassar, and that's what the Mishnah talk was talking about. Okay? That's the first Lashon in the Gemara. Let's finish up the Gemara. Ikedamri de Gadya, Bain Shriek bin Lo Shriek. The case of the meat of a kid. You know what a kid we're referring to? A goat, not a human being, of course, right? Chas v'shalom. Ikedami de gadja bein shriek bein lo shriek. Whether the oven is sealed or not sealed, shopper dummy. It's mutter. No matter what, it's mutter. Case of the meat of a kid, it's mutter no matter what. Second Lashon says, the sensitivity of kid meat to drafts will discourage anyone from opening the oven to stir the coals. It's enough to have one element. However, barka nami ushrik, where the meat is of a mature ram, if the oven sealed, shopper dummy, it's good. Ki pligi, the barka v'lo sharik. In the case earlier of barka, so what do we say about barka v'lo sharik? Right? That's a machlaikis. The barka v'lo sharik ravashi shari, revirmi miti aser. Oh. So the Gemara says, Lorvashi, Shari, Vimata's dead. Vatana, what do you do with the Mishnah? Ain't so in Basra, Batsal, Bail, Kadesh, Yitzilim, Ibod Yom. And for the Gemara, Hasim, Bisra, Gumre. Ravashi says that's meat roasting over open coals rather than a closed oven. So even in that case, Ravashi agrees, you got it, it's going to be Aser. Shem Yechata. Because there's Choshish. It's ready to be stirred. You don't need an act. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And then the Gemara concludes, Am Ravina, Hai Kroch, Aya. The case of a raw pumpkin or squash, shopper dummy. Raw squash, it's mutter to roast in an oven on the Shabbos. Kim nekash lezika kebisra de gadya dummy. Since the draft is harmful to it, it's like a kid meat, which can be mutter. So Ravina, at least the way the Riff learns, and let's get it, some achlezim yishoinim, we'll get back to it. Ravina, who mattered, Ravina was the one who was machadish this a high krochaya. Who based his het on the similarity of squash to kid meat, implies that it's usher to allow ram meat to roast in the oven on Shabbos, unlike the Pesach Ravashi. That's the way the Riff learns. So in other words, Ravashi would say that this is wrong. Ha-krochaya l'maisa. Ha-krochaya, in other words, Ravina matered based on medama to squash to the kid meat. But Lamaisa, he would asser ram meat to roast in the oven. Ravashi was makel even on ram meat, according to this version, according to the second Lashon. So it comes out, according to the Riff, that they're arguing. Lamaisa, Ravina and Ravashi would argue. However, the Balamor and Rashba say not that way. Ravina doesn't mean to argue in Ravashi, but he's making a hara that roasting raw squash would be mutter according to all shittas. That's all. That's all he's saying. He's not trying to make a diuk that, you know, by ram, I would say that it's us or against you, Ravashi. So it turns out to be a machloikis between the Riff against the Balamor and the Rashba, whether Ravina would be arguing Ravashi by the case of ram meat. Okay? Which we call is barcha. Barcha is ram meat. Pasha the God is the kid meat, and barcha is the ram meat. Okay, shriek means sealed or not sealed. Okay, so there's a very big running machlokes throughout this whole sugya between Rashi and the Rambam. Okay? Let's get it. The Rosh here in Siman Lamed Hei points out a big machlokes in Yishonim, which we just said. Lamaisa. Do we paskin like the second Lashon, like Ravashi? That's one mahalach in Yishonim. Others paskin like Revirim and Medifti. And Lamaisa, who asers. And the sugya seems to be saying, Shemaitze Kavase. That's what Tysus says in Yechesim Abayis. And therefore, if you have shriek, sealed, afilu barcha, ishari, lo sharik, barcha, aser, gad, yishari. And so says the Rambam, Perik Gimel, Halachiyat Gimel, and the Riff says like that, we paskin like Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, and the sugi de Shmaitze is kavase, damar, damrina, amar, avina, hai, kara, chaya, Kevin Akashu, Ezekiel, Kibisha, the Gadia, Dummy, Vishari, Michal, the Barkhauser, Shramina Barkhauser. That's the first way we learn the Gemara, that according to the Riff, Ravina is coming and saying, I don't hold like you, Ravashi, I hold like Rav Difti. Right? I hold like Gavir Mimi Difti. Yes? And therefore, I argue on you, and then by ram meat, we will taka what? We will taka Aser. Okay? Lo Sharik Barcha will be Aser, whereas Ravashi said it was okay. So that's the Rambam, the Riff, and the Sugi de Shmaitz is like Ravina. Okay, you don't have to say Sugi de Shmaitz is like that. You could say like the Balamor and Rashba, that he was just making Hara, that according to everyone, this particular piece of meat is what? Is Mutter. Don't make any diukim from my statement what's going to be about ram meat. I wasn't talking about ram meat. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the Balamor and Rashba would respond. In the Balamor and Vavbe is Dapi Arif, let me quote his Lashon. Maida Maisi Arif Rai, the Hilchskur of Yirmi Midifti, Midam Ravina Hai Krochai, Kevin Akashal Ezekiel Kibisuke Nadi Domi, Ve'enai Ainzu Raya, Takamashman Ravina. Tafilur of Yirmiyah the Polik Bibarka Velo Sharik. Bikrachayamoda. No. Shumdika Bishra the God Yadomi Vlisley Pluta. So he's always making a horror about pumpkin. He's not making a comedy, you should make a deal what's gonna be by ram meat. Vadarab the Ravashi Huda Basra Difa. So says the Sefer Truma Simon Resh Kof Dalit. And the Beis Yosef quotes Meshim Smag and Lotase Samechei Yudalid Vasmak. It's interesting, you know, their Sefer HaMitzvos, they have in this detailed what is Bishul. They talk about these little details about what the getter of Bishul is. The Smag and Lotase Samechei Os Yudalid. Smag is the Simresh Pei Beis and Resh Pei Zayin. They pass like Ravashi. It's interesting, the Sefer Tilul Adovid says the Smag and the Smag pass like Ravashi. But they paskin like the first lashon of Ravashi, so I want you to get that as well. So it comes out a big machleik in Yishayim, and the machleik is whether we pass like Ravashi or Virmi Midifti, whether Barkav Lo Sharik is mutter. Okay, so how do we build up this machleik is Rashi and Rama? First of all, what is the machleik is Rashi and Rama? So Rashi clearly says that the heter of Gadya is based on what Kasha Lezika, that the wind is bad for it. So whether it's sealed or whether it's not sealed, it's mutter, because you're never going to open up the opening of the oven in order to do chimnechate, because the ruach is kashalo, it ruins the basar. I guess the cold wind, I guess that's what happens physically, the cold wind gets in there. You know better than us, Svi, about the physics, right? I saw that in the notes, how did they masbered it based on the fact that cold air comes in, and I guess, I don't know, I guess it ruins the meat. That's what they said. An inrush of cold air will harm the meat, since the tough meat is not affected by the drafts, but soft meat will be. So I guess it ruins the meat. So this is what Rashi says. Okay? So that's why we said that ram meat, the wind won't ruin. So there's a chshash of asug luye, the opening of the tonner, there'll be a chshash of shem yechata. But if it's sharik, if it's sealed, it's mutter. Why? Because what does Rashi say to Maskev Tocha? It says very beautifully, V'tocha zok Rashi, M'chusa b'kisu shalah, V'tocha b'tit, it's plastered with mud, Saviv d'kuli haylo tarachu midkar. He's not going to trouble himself to get rid of the clay, and he's going to remember it's Shabbos. So L'maisa, it comes out that according to Ravashi, the way Rashi has it, is that L'maisa, on the case of Gadya, Rashi says is kashal Ezekiel. On the case of Sharik, it's because he's going to remember. And the Mishnah is talking about Basar Agumre, which means what? That there's no kisui. It's not in a tanur. It's mamish on a spit, and it's very easy to get done. So according to Ravashi Lamaisa, you might not need the sealing of the tanur or the matir, but I'll upon him. Lamai, so you need a kisu latoner because it would be an isra of shem yechata. So it comes out, Lamai, so that it's going to be bein baser gedi, bein baser ayel. By gedi, Lamai, so it's not shach the tam kashal ezika because he's megal himself. He didn't cover the tanur. And guy baser ayel, it's going to be aser because b'chay gavna, Lamai, with no kisu, it's muchan lachtok miyad. So that's the beer according to Rashi. But according to the Rambam, Rambam Perik Gimel Luchid Gimel has a different mahalach in Ganson. What's the heter of Gedi according to the Rambam? Not because of Kashal Ezekiel, but because of what? That if you mechate b'gacholim yischarei chabos, the bus is going to get charcoaled. And therefore, you're not going to come to mechate. So the Rambam holds, now is it mutter to do Shia Gedi b'tanur, bein shriek, bein ol shriek, according to Rama, but even betonur has no kisu its mutter, because you're never going to be mechata, because you're going to ruin the buser. You're chalk on the buser. So that's legabe what? That's legabe, according to the Rama of Gedi. What do you say about ram meat? Or I'm sorry, what do you say about the buser A's vishor, right? Which is the ram meat, the tough meat, where there's no chash that if you're going to mechata, it's going to ruin the buser. We are taka chayshish, and only with a sealed one is it mutter. Only if it's sealed completely, he's makbe that no wound, wind should go in, and therefore, we're not chayshish going to open it up. because Lamaisa, it's created a scenario with a lot of warmth in the tanur. If you open it up, Lamaisa, it's going to ruin the what? It's going to ruin the basar. It's going to get all hardened and it's destroyed. And therefore, it's done in that tanur. So according to the Rambam, the Heter of Gedi is not based on Kosh Lezik, it's based on what? Yiskar HaBasar. And when it comes to basar, as we sure, Lamaisa, there's no chash is going to get ruined. That's why you need a what? You need a kisui. How does the Ram Masbir Agumre? How does the Ram Masbir Agumre? Also different than Rashi and Tet Zion. Pirik Yimaloch Tet Zion. What does he say? He says, Basar Agumre means what? Putting the meat mamish on gacholim. So even Basar Gdiz Asr, because of Chosh Shemi Echate. You put it on the gacholim, it shows you want it to get roasted quickly. Even though it might get singed a little bit, so rechayshish yimim mechata. Only if it's machu ben esor, we're not chayshish. But lamaisa, this shows that it's going to be what? Going to be a problem. Okay, so it comes out basically that there are three differences between Rashi and Rama. Let's get them. Three chiluk. Number one, the heter of basar gedi is what? Is either because of what? Kasha lezika, and therefore what? You're not going to come to open up the kisui. That's Rashi. Or is it because he's charech abasar? That's the Rambam. Number one. Number two, the heter of borcha shorik is because of what, according to Rashi? Kuli haylo tarcha midkar. Yes? According to the Rambam, Yehuda, what is it? Because we're not going to open up the toner, because if he opens up the toner, it's going to what? Destroy the meat. And what's number three? Abisra gumre. Right? Is the pshat like Rashi or Machnas the bus of the Tokta Toner without a kisui? And therefore what? The vort is in Rashi the lack of kisui? Or is the vort like the Rama, you're putting it on the what? You're putting it on the gacholim. And that's the reason why it's awesome. So it comes out nafkeminis. Let's get them. I think four nafkeminis. Halacha l'maisa, they'll come out from this. Okay, let's get it. Number one. Whatever your masha, bless you. Your masha, the basar gedi, bless you, betoch tanur. You do a shehiya, basar gedi, betoch tanur, it has no kisu at all. And you don't leave it on gacholim. What would you say? What would you say? You leave it toch tanur, there's no kisu at all, and you don't leave it on gacholim. What would you say according to Rashi? It's usher. Because why? You can't say, leikel lemeh mishlo yechata. Because you left it totally open. So you left it totally open. That's a concern. Maybe it'll be mechata. Whereas according to the Rambam, what do we say about basar gedi? You never give mechata because it's going to ruin the basar. So it's going to be mutter according to the Rambam. Again, the first nafkemina, basar gedi, besoch tanur, that's open. Two, second nafkemina. What happens if you do shehiya basar A's? Right? Basar A's, we've been calling, let's call it ram meat, right? Basar A's, you leave ramli betoch a concealed toner, betoner shriek. Right? But it's in a pot. It's in a kdeira. According to Rashi, what do you say? Mutter. Why? Why do you say it's mutter? Not because she's going to give me megala what? The toner because of what? Kulai lo tarcho mitker. But according to the Rambam, what do you say? Rechoshish that what? He'll megala it because why? If he opens it up, it won't what? It won't ruin the basar, because it's in a what? It's in a kedera. It's in a kedera, the Magen Ram says, Reish Nun Daled Sifkon Gimel in the Rama. We're not worried it's going to get ruined. It's contained in the kedera. Second nafkamin. Number three, a third nafkamin. The Magen Ram and Sifkon Tess, Reish Nun Daled Sifkon Tess. Whatever your mash of the basar gedi on Gachal and Mamish in a tonner shriek. Your master buskadi agabe cholamash in a tonner shriek. According to Rashi, what do you say? Again, it's mutter. Kulalo tarcho mitker. According to the Rambam, it's usher. Why? Because even if you open up the tonner, right? What's going to be? Even if you open up the tonner, lo yitzstan in yiskasha. It's on gacholim. If it's on gacholim, it's always going to be what? Ready to go. It will never be affected by the wind. It's on the gacholim. And number four, a fourth nafkemini. Let's get it. If you're mashing the pas, somach lechashecha, bofen shein zman shikrum paneha. You put the bread right in before shkia, It's not going to be able to get blackened on the top, but it's a tonor, right? Wofen sheen zman yikrum panav, aval tonor toch v'tit. But it's concealed. What do you say according to that? According to Rashi and the Ramah says, Befer Sufei, it's mutter. Again, lo tarcha mitker. But according to the Ram, it's usher. Because why? Even if you open up the what? Even if you open it up, it's lo yitztanim yiskasha. Because you don't say that's far by pas. Came in a pas lo shaksa yiskasha. That's what the Magram says, as if cutting your tests. So we got four nafkaminas, guys. Four test cases in this running mahalach, the Rashi and the Rambam. But the truth of the matter is, if I would ask you, when you read Pshat Bagmorim, is the Pshat Bagmorim more like Rashi or Rambam? What would you say? No doubt. Excellent, are you? And you, Zika is always mentioned. Wind, the wind. The Gemara never mentions this notion of getting charcoal to meat, does it? So, what's the Pshat? So, Efshul Lomer says, the Oral Avon, a beautiful Pshat. Listen to this, guys. He wants to say that Rashi and Rambam l'shitasai. And I think Zach, you mentioned this, we actually mentioned this at the beginning of the summer. Rambam per Gimel Lacha Dalet passes like who? The Rabbanon of Chananya. Yes? The Rabbanon of Chananya. That all you need is Shehiyas, Halacha L'maisa. You need to have what? Which are called Tzarko, Stomach Varalo. What do you do with the Gemara and Daf Yates? Remember we mentioned that? Doesn't the Gemara Mukim the Mishnah like Chananya? El Nikru Paneha? Isn't that the Shir Machum in the Soy? Isn't the Gemara saying Beferish Lomaisa? Isn't the Gemara saying Beferish like that? So the Rambam needed to stand on his head and say there were Masha Agacholim Mamish. That the case in the Sugya, in that Sugya, is Masha Agacholim Mamish. If it's Masha Agacholim Mamish, then it's enough to have a Shir Machum in the Soy. Because we're not chayish you can be mechate, because mechate you can be scharach habasar. So if you're going to be mukum that nish like the Gemara does according to Chananya, remember we discussed that. You have to say the Rambam said it's got to be kiss al gacholim mamish, and therefore it's going to be maskim. That's enough shear the rabbanon, and that's the reason why the Rambam's mazar basar gemurim means al esh mamish mikoach zeh. The Rambam's mechadish. The reason why it's mutter of gad yedishar afil below shriek. When it's not munuch agabi gacholim mamish, because there's no chashash or shem yechate, because if you're mechate, you're schar kabosar. See, that's what, you see what I'm saying? That's what pushed him to do this. Then gacholim mamish, everything falls, it's like a watershed. And they're from emela, that's why gadya below sharik is mutu, and it's not agabi gacholim, because you're not going to be mechate, because it'll be mechar kabosar. Where'd that come from? It came from the Gemara. The Gemara's case of gacholim mamish. Shu mechate, schar kabosar. If the reason is kashal ezika, why did the Gemara Daf Yates have to say the Mishnah is talking about what? Hagacholim mamish, according to the Rambam, in order to asher it. If you say kashal ezika, even it's not on the what, gacholim mamish, it's a problem. Because Magula. Mashenke, if the Tam is chiruch basur, then the Gemara has to what? Has to say, talking about munach hagacholim mamish, and therefore Michael Minister is enough. Mashenke, lefi Rashi. Where is Rashi Paschal? Like Hanani, what daf? Lamed Zayinim Beis, no? Isn't it a Lamed Zion base? Mashenke and Rashi, who passes like Chananya, you don't have to be Mukim the Gemara and Daf Yates the Basar as Gacholim Mamish. Stam is Kipshuto, regular case. It's also because it's the Tanur Megula. And the reason why the Tam Sharia de Gadi is because it's called and only because I got the Tanur Megula is Asr. Fizas and Shapir Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber Rashi and Dalit Sefal passes like the Rambam, and the Ramah passes like Rashi. Comes out, everyone's Lishitaso, and Reishnun Gimel Sif Aleph as well. Reishnun Dalet Sif Aleph, Reishnun Gimel Sif Aleph, Lishitasoi. Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rabbanon del Chananya, therefore they say like the Rambam, Mashenke and the Ramah, Pasuk like Chananya, Lamaisa, goes well in Rashi. One sec, you. Amnam, a little bit of a difficulty, and that is, the Gemara was Mashma, Lamaisa, a little bit against the Rama, because it hashta damar mar. Remember that lashon? That's how we began the Gemara. Hashta damar mar. Kol midi the kashal ezikal of Magalalei habish the gad of shark shabbin and barach lo shark aser. It's mash with the heter of Gadi is because of what kashal ezikah. According to the Rama, what's the heter of what Gadi shriek ishari? What do we say according to the Rambam? Is gamitam kashal ezikah? What's the reason? The reason is charcoaling. It's no chash. So why would the Gemara use the secondary reason, not the ikar reason? Vod kasha, the end of the sugya. Vod kasha, the end of the sugya says Amar Ravina, high kra, not high kara, the pumpkin, right? The chayasa shaper dummy came in the kasha leziki kibusha dummy tapella. According to Ram, the heter of basu gadi is not because of what kasha lezika. What's it because of? It's because of his charech, right? So he says he found this kasha be kivegri blab sarachim. So lamaisa ad kan. It's a beautiful mahalach, but it's a little bit of a difficulty in the lashon of the Gemara. Gemara is being tough as a second reasoning, and also the lashon of what hashta lamaisa. It says beferish kasha lezika very shvir. So this is ad kan according to the Rambam's mahalach the Magen Avraham. However, if you look in the Prima Gadim. Let's get this. In Mishpasot Zav, some Rishon Dalz and Kalavi quotes the Lavush, who has a completely different beer in Gansu. Listen to this, guys. He wants to say, it's a beautiful Mahalith, this Rashi Rambam. He wants to say, according to the Rambam, the Ram also holds Taruch HaMidker. The Ram also holds Taruch HaMidker. And when you talk Betit, it's Mutter, because Kulalo Taruch HaMidker. Because Tarte Lo Avde. Number one, Chadash Yishkach V'Yiftach HaToner V'Och L'Yishkach Sheshabbat Sayom V'Yechate. He mentioned the first reason she's standing at Toner Yavsan Abasar. Shum do Adifa Kamer, because that's a better reasoning. Because Bikiagav the Toner's Molly Gecholim, Yeshlomer, when you open Bishoposecha, but Toner, Resosim, Avikim Avr Machabe, Mele Mitam Kulealo, Tarachal Midker, Mishum Tarte Loavde. So here it's Usser, Mishum Rak Psichas Atoner, Kfar Yesh Isser. Lazamru Tam she'd standing a shopper sharin afchiyagavna. So it comes out according to what the Lavush, the whole nafkamin is between Rashi and the Rambam. They all fall out. Every nafkamina falls. How many nafkaminas do we have? Four.
Yeah.
The first one though sticks though. The first one sticks. Okay. The first one sticks. Chutz mi nafkamin rishoyne. First nafkamina sticks being Masha Basar Gedi B'toch Toner that has no kisui. And it don't put on Gecholim. Korn Rashi, that's Asur. Because of what? Because of, you're not going to be what? You're afraid of what? You're afraid of Shem Yechate. Lamaisa. You can't say Shem Yechate Kasha Lezika because you left the Basar Megula. But according to the Rambam, Lamaisa, you have Yiskarach Basar. So that'll be the one nafkamina that will hold. Halach Lamaisa. But I have to tell you, there is one other nafkamina that does come up, and that is the following. What happens if you lock it? What happens if you lock the oven? You lock the oven door. Or you remove the buttons of the tanur, where you can't be mechate. It's like toch betit. And you put the tafsu betoch akira. So according to the Ramah and Rashi, mutter. Kula hai lo tarach umidker. According to the Ram and Shulchan Aruch, and that will depend on this machlokes achronim. According to the Magen Avraham, Rav Achronim, and the Rambam, it's usser. Because if you open it up, it's lo kasha lezika, because it's in a pot. So in Mele, you might open it up, you'll be mechate. So rechashita, you'll be mechate. According to the Levush and the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, it'll be mutter. Because the Levush holds that the Rambam holds, it's also what? It's considered to be what? It's considered to be what? It would be mutter, even according to them. So, okay. So let's get that mahalach, and let's just, want to just finish up this. What is the significance of locking it? Is it like you talk teat or not? So the Magen Avraham says, Sifkan Gimel, that according to the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch, if you're minich basar batoner shat tachapo pi betit, and you put in the kedera, it's also mishum chashash chitui, because it's in the kedera. Even if you open up, it's not going to get ruined. Mashen ken according Rashi and Ramah, we said it was mutter. Okay, so if you lock something, what is that considered to be? Is that considered to be what? You don't need garuf akatum? Or do we assume that what? It's not like considered talk betit, and you would need garuf akatum. What do you say? And this shayla could be presented according to Ramah, if you put it in a pot. According to the Machaber, obviously, Lamaisa, when it's not put in a pot. Because if it's in a pot, according to the Machaber, Lamaisa, it's usher anyway. So again, Ramah, we pose it even if it's in the pot. According to the Machaber, it's when it's not in a pot. So I was telling Jakey yesterday, in the Chuvus Avdei Tzedek and Simon Lamed Zion, what about going to the mikveh on Shabbos in hot water? She quotes Bashim the Chesed Lavram, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's only mutter if you don't have a problem of what? Shem Yechata. So what do you have to do? You have to close it up, and you warn the bath attendant to make a door to the oven, and they close it up so you can't get in there. So you see the fairies that he holds, that locking the door where you can't open it is fine. It's like talk betit. We're not chodesh Hashem Yechata. Chazanish in the end of Simon Lamed Vav says the same thing. Zelashono Shemisaknu Mino Lino Esadelus Atoner Yeshlatikumah Betok Tit Beferish. So the svar of Navnid Tzedek and the Chazanish is since there's a shiu who is man, there's a delay till you find the lock and open it. You're going to remember that it's Shabbos. And what did Rashi say? Kulhai lo tarchu mitker. What was the lashon in the Bir Halacha in Reish and Dalet Sefavti Maskafapi? Zelashono. Deleka lemeichas lechitui de lo tarach kulihai lister aticha shezaviv piatanur meaitam ashar v'chule. What do you see from him? If there's a tircha, there's mutter. But maybe if there's only a delay of zman, it's not mutter. You need a tircha. You dafka need a tircha. Memela, with a lock, there's no tircha. It's just a delay of time. You got to get the key. You got to do the combo. So at first glance, maybe it's a function of tircha. Says the Ora Levana, come on. It's the same thing. A delay of Zman becomes a tircha. It's the same thing. Rashi's not saying, Davki, you need to have what? A tircha. The function of the Tichas Pitonor is to remember that it's Shabbos. No chiluk whether you get to it through Torah or delay of Zman. There's no svar that tircha reminds you that it's Shabbos. There's no kesher between tircha and Shabbos. The Pshat and Rashi is that since there's a tircha in getting rid of the clay, memela is a shiu isman, and it takes time. You remember that it's Shabbos. It's not a din you have to have tircha. Tircha and shiu isman are the same thing. So memela, if you close the door, even though there's no tircha in opening it, but it's a delay of time, and therefore a chopper, consider we talk to Pishari. So according to both these svaras, let's get it. Nira lahatir, tichas piatoner betit, even in a manner you do it during the week. Like Ari, our Gabbai Lamaisus, Mechazi the Kaila, how much he's done for us, he can open up the safe in his sleep. Literally. I'm not kidding. Whereas I, Lamaisa, like all three Gabbis, one Shabbos, we're in here. I'd say last, I think it was maybe two summers, my brother having a beer sleep on Shabbos. And I hadn't, no one had opened up the Aron by Shabbos Mincha. So like 50 guys here ready for Mincha, and I am sweating because it's taking me a long time to get the combination. So Baruch Hashem, had Siyata Dishmai, and I opened it. My brother told me afterwards if he wouldn't have done it. He would just skip Kriyas HaTorah. But Lamaisa, could you bring up a possibility that it, like someone our Ari could do it in his sleep, open the lock? What do you say about that? Is that enough of a stopgap to say, you know what? It's like talk petit. So it's interesting. So he wants to tain it, Lamaisa, that it's still okay. Since it's a Turek Laposko, it still takes your time. You got to walk up the stairs. You got to do it. And he says he saw this, B'Shever Shvus Yitzchuk, who always quotes Rabbi Yashav Zatzal, Amit Kufchav Dalid, that he thought it was mutter. And he brought a raya from our Gemara. I want you to get it. Ravashi, in the second Lashon, says, HaKol Shari Chutz Mi Bisra Gomre. What did Rashi teach? Bisra Gomre Shena B'Toner Afilu Kisu Ileka U'muchun Lahafoch Bo Lachtos. It's mutter. The toner mechusa, we are not chesh shem yechata. Since I'll call upon him, it's mechusa, and it's not muchan lachtos. In other words, basar gurma is a problem. But once you have a kisui, you're done. And Rav Ashi says, even a kisui of a toner, which is so easy for you to get rid of, you can do it in your sleep, the bottom line is that what? That's enough. And therefore, lemaisa, that would be considered to be enough, and therefore you don't need a shinui lehecker, and there's nothing that way, and therefore the lock would be good, even if I get rid of the talk betit in the week, like this, not a problem. So the Chazon Ish writes, he wants to say, when we're matter davkik shino beninol esaldel satoner, ayedeze ben akdera ben eish nimsoyes tachas amino, we're not choyshe shim chate, because you don't see the matzah of bishul kedera, if it's chasu, whether it's to be cooked. But what will be the din nowadays with our gas stoves? Let's say you lock up the buttons. But the pot you see yourself on the blech with no lock, Is that okay as well? Now, but you can't do anything. But you see the matzav. The matzav is not cooking well. So it's efshir, he says, that we're choshish to the chashash of chitui. And lemaisa, it could very well be lemaisa that it might be a problem. Or dilma lo shna. So the chazanish lemaisa doesn't really speak about this, but it's nitan li stopik, says Or Lavana. So he says he found in the Bris Oilam, the Neshiva Chazar Ostad Vav, that he quotes a chazanish, that if you cover up in Kisa, Boyreg, Rakh, Kisubam, Lomahani, he says you got to do a better covering. You got to do a better covering. It seems like if the Kedera is not Mechusa, that doesn't bother me. The Ikar is the button. Kozman, that you can't get to the button until you remove it, Lamais, it's Mutter. Achi Yasser, Akedera, and Mechus Shari. Kozman, Shin Yochel, Agil, Aboyreg, Achi Yasser, Akedera, and Mechus Shari. It seems like, Lamais, you have to what? You have to get to the button. Seems from that Chazanish, you got to make sure you cover the buttons well, he says. But the button seems to be the ikker. And what does that mean? Nurse achi yasir akaderes v'amichse. In other words, I guess you're not able to get to the button to the borag achi yasir akaderes v'amichse. So I guess that means lemaisa that despite the fact that kederes namachuse kozman, you can't get to the borag until you remove the kederes. I don't know what removing the kederes has to do with that, but it seems like the ikker is the buttons. But he says in the Shvus Yitzchok, Shem Rabbi Yashiv, he says there is a chiluk. And he says that there is a chiluk in the Shmir Shabbos, the Perkav Harakuf Sadi Gimel, quotes the Reb Shlomo Zalman, that Toch Betid Hainuk Shagam Machas is a Kedera, of a Balavach Yasser. So it's not just the buttons. Toch Atid will only work if you cover the pot as well to get out of the problem of Shem Yechata. And that's what we had, I guess, discussed. It sheds a lot of, it's enough to cover the buttons, or you have to do the eish. Seems like if you'd want to get rid of the problem and say it's like talk teat, then lemaisa, you'd really watch it cover both. Halach lemaisa. Okay, now we got to get to on Monday. We didn't have a chance to get to the plata, and also the din of pouring water in. So let's get to chumash, so we'll finish on time. This week's parsha is Parshas Matos. And we have the parsha of Dibur, of Nedarim, Hafloah. And, the Rabbi Yonah has a comment. In order to be makdish something, the Besamikdash, you need a klisharis. Klisharis touches something, the other thing becomes kadosh. He says, our mouths are like a klisharis. It's an amazing thing. That means if you speak Lashon Hara Nivol Peh, then any subsequent things of Torah you say get defamed somewhat, because you've been metamed the klisharis. It all funnels through your mouth. And the Chiddush HaRim once said that when you say something, you have great power before you say it. But once you say something that's not nice, that has power over you. You might have to apologize to the guy. You might have to ask him for mechili, feel bad. And Dibor Lamaisa is what separates man from an animal. Ruach Ma'allah, says the Targum Onkelos. And the Parsha of Nedarim speak to that in its greatest way. That's why Neder is a terrible thing. Kol Anoder Kilu Bon Abom, unless it's a Neder Mitzvah. That's why the most important day of the year, Yom Kippur, one of the most important days of the year, of course, Yashar in the day with the Kol Nidre. Why? Because, one third of the Al-Khets are Dibor. You have to make sure you have a clean slate in Dibor. Why did I take a netter than an orange is usser? Hashem didn't say an orange is usser. It's a chutzpah, What do you have to create in this that, doesn't exist? Just don't eat ham. Don't wear shotness. You have to create something new. It's kilu, you built a bama. Of course you can be makar karbonis. We're in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside in the parking lot. You're not makar a korban outside. Kol ha-noder is kilu bana bama. And that notion of Dibor has to be what has to be watched so carefully. That's what the Parsha of Nedarim really speaks. There's two types of Nivol Peh. One type of Nivol Peh is Bada Chasan and Kalv. You have 70 years of Tov and Shemayim. It's quickly ripped up, says the Gemara. Then there's a generic type of Nivol Peh, which is us. We have to be Shoymer Adibor. And Shoymer the Lashon Hara Lamaisa. They say over a story, Machlekes Mishabrura, in the Rabbi Sol Salanter, You know, the Bishol Salanta came, the Chofetz Chaim came to Bishol Salanta for Askoma and the Sefer. So Bishol Salanta said, I can't give you Askoma. So Chofetz Chaim asked him why. He says, I agree with everything in the Sefer, but one din. You say in there, if you spoke Lashon Hara about something, you have to ask him for Mechila. He says, I hold not. Because it might make it worse. So everyone thinks, oh, the floodgates are open if you hold like a Bishol Salanta. If I cared. If you hold like a Bishol Salanta, you don't really get a full Mechila. He says, you don't have to ask for the guy. He might make it worse. So it's fakir. So it's incumbent upon us to work on the dibor. Dibor is a tremendous thing. It can be makdish. It's in yoni haflah. But at the same time, it can destroy. And our mouths are like a klisharis in that sense. And you have to articulate it. So I think that goes very well with another thing that we find in the parsha. You know, in the parsha we have the makor of Marasayin, Yisim Nekim, Yashem, and Yisrael. You have to be clean in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of Klal Yisrael. And the Rav Tzatzal would always say, we are not the Baal of our own reputation. You can't go around with that attitude. I don't care what people think. I'm not paranoid. You have to be balanced. Okay, you can't be paranoid, but you have to be, you don't own your reputation. And if you go around in a manner, it's like a pseudo type belief in the Hebrew, we said. You go around in a manner, you do that, people might think it's okay. Not handing the guy a hamburger or a cheeseburger or a quarter pounder. But Lamaise, your activity is and that's what Marasayan represents. So I think if you combine the two, the importance of Dibor and the notion of what of the importance of a Marasayan, that, you know, Marasayan means we're not the Baal HaMenorah of our reputation. And that means you have to appreciate the fact that you're a human being, which is accentuated by the Koach HaDibor. You know, Rabbeinu Yoel writes in Gittin, what's the definition of a gosis? He lost his ability to speak. If he's on his deathbed, but if he can still speak, he's not a gosis. You know, so Allah is about a gosis. He can't touch a gosis. If he can still speak, he's not a gosis. Because a gosis, because a Dibor means he's still a mensch. He has the ability to speak. But at the same time, you're not the Baal HaMenorah reputation. And you have to be wary about that. And there's a certain way that you have to lead yourself and make sure that you give off a positive aura about being the chosen people. You know, the Ramban writes in the Parsha that there was a nace. You know, that we beat Midian, we had the war. You know, Pinchas also kills Bilam. And the Torah talks about the animals. How many animals? Do you know the Ramban says it was an ace? Not one animal died. Ramban says it was an ace. Those 2-3 weeks when they're divvying up the animals and the booty, not one animal died. There were a lot of animals. It's a big nace. What's the significance of that nace? The significance of that nace, perhaps we could suggest, is the following. Is that, and then Ramban said similar in the beginning of Bamidbar, there was an ace, that no one died, no human being died, during when they did the Degolim. Here was an ace, no animals died. What's the significance here? That we were nichshol with Snus, with the Benos Moav, and Midian orchestrated the whole thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us that, you know what? I accept the tshuva that you've done. You made a mistake. And there's a nace that I'm going to make. They're not even going to lose one behemoth from the Midianites, because now you've turned the page and there's a realization that you're my Ama Nifchar. And I want to concretize that through what? Through the ability to convey to you how to speak. You speak like a mensch, from Dibor. Hanel Lovim, Lomina Ovim. Someone insults you, you don't have to respond. Nafshiti Dom, like we say every Shemona Esrei. My soul is sound. We don't always have to respond. Shtika sometimes is the best thing. Mishnah says in Ovis. And I'm conveying to you, Lamaisa, through your Dibor, you have the koch to makdish, and you have the koch to what? Do great things. But you have also the koch to destroy. So I'm giving you that ability, this whole parsha, that you can progress and mature. At the same time, though, I want you to know something. You're my people. You're not the Baal of your own reputation. You don't go around doing whatever you want. And you have to balance that. And that has to be balanced. And that's why he made the nace to tell him that I'm going to take care of you now. I'm going to concretize it. You turned the page. You did a terrible thing, but I'm giving you all the booty of the Midian. And not one behemoth is going to die because it's been clean now. and keep it clean to the best of your ability. And that means even in the eyes of people. You know, it says in the Mishnah Shkol, you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with pockets. Because people might think you're chapping the what? You're chapping the Pushkin. And what does the Mishnah say in Avos? Mishnah say in Shkolim? Yisim Nekim, Yashem Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu addresses B'nai Gad HaMeruven. You want to fight? You want Eretz Yisrael? You fight with us. Because people are going to start slandering you that you didn't fight with us. You fight with us to get Eretz Yisrael, you'll go back and get B'nai, you'll get what? Avi Yarden. Why they want Avi Yarden? Two reasons in the Chumash. One is because why Mikna Rav, in our parsha, was good pasturing. But later on in the Torah, it says that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. They want to be near him. Two reasons. But what is the Mishnah saying of in Shkolim? Puts another pasuk. Nimzachain, Besechel Tov, Beinei Elokim v'Adam. We say it in benching. It's not enough to be Naki, says the Torah Yisrael. You have to be Nimzachain. Strive for more than just being Naki. But find chain. People should look at you and say, Shem Shamayim Esav Edecha. God's name is more beloved because this guy's walking the streets. Every decision we make in life will Hashem's name become more beloved. I don't care what people think. Okay, that's positive, but it can't be, it's got to be balanced. You have to care about it. So, may we work on the Inyanim of Dibor and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu why He chose us to be Zama Nivkar, and that we realize we live in this world and we have to realize there is a halacha of Marasayim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. I want to say some Lashon to Dan, Shalav Hatzlach of Medical School. And we'll miss this. Great having you. And we'll continue on Monday, B'Shem. Okay? Now, I wanted to ask you, on Monday...